Frank and John Hadaway both had expectations for their meeting with President Obama that they say quickly shattered.
TV definitely makes him look bigger than what he really is.
That's Frank. His brother, 53-year-old Stephen Hadaway, is one of two people still missing. That's why he and John went to the Oso Community Chapel to meet with Obama.
You hear all the speeches on TV for elections and this and that. That's what I've seen. That's what I thought it was going to be. Not even close.
The Hadaways remembered 90 people in the room, family members, first responders, rescue workers. But John says the president took his time with everyone.
It's not like he gave a guy a hug and pat on the back and left. I mean, he hugged you and to let you know that, you know, how I took it was, you know, I'm sorry, you know, but what else can you say?
They told the president not to give up hope on Stephen. They didn't manage to mention Stephen's a Marine, but Frank did tell the president about Stephen's wife and two kids.
He says, I can't even imagine losing Michelle.
Exactly.
So remember, he said that. So, you know, we felt him.
John says meeting with other families and first responders was a humbling experience.
I'm no hero. Frank's no hero. But you got a couple people out there that just busted their butt day after day, you know? Them are the heroes. The guys that are out there that are digging through that muck on a daily basis, them are the heroes, you know? We're just two people that missed the hell out of their brother, you know? That's it.
Meeting them meant more than they had imagined. And meeting the president, human to human, just added to that experience. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.